Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hey everyone, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, our Catching a Wave time machine takes us back to the week ending October the 26th, 1963. Beth Riley brings another awesome track from the Beach Boys, and her surfs up Beth's Beach Boys break. And we've got some hints as to what our Jammin' James jukebox selection of the week. And we've got tracks from the Evanstones, Mark Malibu, and the Wasegas, Low Straitjackets, The Silicon, Dwayne Eddy, The Surfragettes, Brian Walker, Brian Wilson, one with Al Jardine and Blondie Chaplin, and another with Brian Setzer, The Kaputniks, The Tour Maligners, and more. Let's kick it off with an exciting band from the Bay Area consisting of three young men that are hell-bent on keeping rock and roll alive, and I'd say they're doing a great job of it. From their album, Hella California, this is The Young Barons and Moment of Truth on Catching a Wave. We'll be right back. That's Brian Walker and the title track to his album, The Last Wave. Now, Brian creates NorCal surf pop for modern times. The Surfer Jets before that, and the title track from their High Tide recording single, Halle Eva Hustle. Our Jam and James jukebox selection this week is coming up later in the show. Now, here's a hint. It's from 1961, features one of the members from Jan and Dean. Now, which one is it? We'll find out later in the show. But right now, let's hear from Brian Wilson on a couple of tracks. He teams up with another Brian Setzer, on the Beach Boys classic Little Deuce Coupe. But first, a track from his No Peer Pressure release, getting some vocals from Al Jardine and Blondie Chaplin too. This is Sail Away on Catching a Wave.
So many years ago, but I remember a distant sunset on the open sea. Fascinated by the sailing ships on a crimson shore that seemed to call out to me. I still can feel the hope that fills my heart. I still can taste the ocean breeze
as I sail.
So-called life was spinning out of control. Summer wind was blowing through my head. The endless currents of my dreams.
As I sail.
having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Little Deuce Coop, Brian Setzer, and Brian Wilson that appeared on the Mom 3 music for our Mother Ocean release on Surf Dog Records. Now don't forget our Jam and James jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from one half of Jan and Dean. Which one is it? They did misspell the last name of the artist on the label too. Perhaps intentional, perhaps not. I don't know. We'll find out more later this hour. Up next, the Masked Crusaders of Low Straitjackets and a recent cover of Tony Joe White's Rainy Night in Georgia.
Hi, this is Eddie Angel of Low Straitjackets. Keep it tuned here to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you. mama, don't worry about your woe.
Silver party,
I got the scoop and party man.
Everything.
Silver party, silver party. I want to swim around. Don't you be no clown.
Silver party,
how long the two cats think we'll be there?
Silver party,
we're gonna die.
Who can mistake that voice? The one and only Little Richard singing Scuba Party. Rare track. You can actually see him performing that in the movie Catalina Caper from 1967. We also heard the latest tune from the Silicon, Summer 2020, in the mix there. Time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one is from their 1967 album, Wild Honey. It was written by Stevie Wonder, his mother Lula Mae Hardaway, Sylvia Moy, and producer Henry Crosby. It features Carl Wilson on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with I Was Made to Love Her. This has been Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break on Catching a Wave.
Hi, this is Dwayne Eddy, and you're listening to my favorite Rebel Rouser, Jammin' James Riley.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. We just heard Duane Eddy and the Peter Gunn theme from 1959. He also charted with that in 1960, and he also did a version of it later with the group Art of Noise in 1986. Hey, let's hear a track from the Kaputniks on their Counterintelligent album, an Altered State of Reverb record label. It's a great title, too. Meanwhile, our hero plots his escape. We'll be right back. That's the Tour Maligners and their cover of U2's Beautiful Day. Okay, it's time to board the Catching a Wave time machine.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
You're aboard the Catching a Wave time machine. Your surfboards are safely stowed away in the back. We're setting our destination for the week ending October the 26th, 1963. We'll hear three songs on the top 100 that week, including the number one song. Let's start off with a guitar legend. It's from his third album, and the first that dove into the hot rod theme that was so popular at the time. It was written by Gary Paxton and Paul Knuckles. He didn't always sing on his tunes, as a good majority of them were fiery instrumental. But he does sing on this rockin' track. Guitar legend Dick Dale debuts at number 98 for the week ending October 26, 1963 on the tune The Scavenger.
Hi, this is Dick Dale, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my man Jammin' James Riley.
You're safely aboard the Catching a Wave time machine for the week ending October 26, 1963. Coming in at number 6 this week is an artist that was on the East Coast and helped influence groups on the West Coast like the Beach Boys. He sang with such swagger, he was nicknamed the King of the New York Streets. He's being backed by doo-wop group, the Del Satins. Coming in at number 6 for the week ending October 26, 1963, it's Dion and Donna, the Prima Donna.
Try to make a fool out of me. They call her. Store.
she wants to be just like Zsa Gabor. Even though she's the girl next door, they call her. She always wears charms, diamonds, pearls galore. She buys them at the 5- and 10-cent store. She wants to be just like a Zsa Gabor. Even though she's Donna next door. Whoa.
You're strapped in the Catching a Wave time machine, and we're about to hear the number one song for the week ending October the 26th, 1963, on the Billboard Top 100. It's a song that stayed at number one for 5 weeks in 1963 and was recorded at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico. You may remember it's where artists like Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison first got their start. The band was formed in 1957 in Raton, New Mexico, and got their start as an instrumental band. In fact, they did some back tracks to Buddy Holly vocals that Norman Petty retained the rights for, and those were released on several records after Buddy Holly's death. Now, this song can be heard in movies like Mermaids, Forrest Gump, Congo, and even the television show Supernatural. Coming in at number one for the week ending October the 26th, 1963, it's Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs with Sugar Shack.
This song is number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks, and everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a coffee house, and it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. There's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard and her feet are bare. I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, yes, to that Sugar Shack. And now that Sugar Shack queen is married to me, yeah. We just sit around and dream of those old memories. Ah, but one of these days I'm gonna lay down tracks in the direction of that Sugar Shack. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, oh, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to our Sugar Shack. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. It's time to find out our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. Here Here's a release from 1961 on Ripple Records by Jan Berry of Jan and Dean. Instead of Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, it's spelled B-A-R-R-Y. I've heard it may have been at the suggestion of his friend Dick Clark. Not sure. I know Dick was very close to Jan Berry. Tomorrow's Teardrops is on the other side, but this is My Midsummer Night's Dream by Jan Berry on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Be my baby, that you'll always love me like crazy. That is my midsummer night's dream. That we'll go to parties every weekend, that you'll always be my loving girlfriend. That is my midsummer night's dream. Everybody says that I'm such a fool. Now just you wait till school is through. That you'll go strolling in the moonlight, that you'll hug and kiss me, baby, you're so tight. That is my midsummer night. Stars don't shine. That is my midsummer night's dream. Midsummer night's dream. Midsummer night's
A message in a bottle.
It's from Mark Malibu and the Wasegas. It says you better listen to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley. And don't forget the salty snacks.
Oh, brother, just play some surf music.
Mm-hmm.
Bat and the Bat Rays in the tune Diamond Jack. They're paying tribute to their guitar hero, Link Ray. And that's actually Vince Ray, the musician and artist. Before that, Mark Malibu and the Wasegas from Dance Party A Go-Go and the song Gnarly Ride. Always good to have them on the show. Also, the Evanstones and the tune The Heat from their album 1961. Next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email address, catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests because we love to hear from you. Hey, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where you make it feel like summer all year long. It's Catching a Wave.